Reacting to the shift in population and prestige, religious congregations in the East Village moved to join the Methodists in the West Village. In 1866, both the Episcopalians and the Baptists began holding services on alternate Sundays in Pulteney Village. In 1868, Trinity Episcopal Church was erected on the newly graded Church Street in Gothic Revival style, with narrow and steeply pointed arch windows. The crisp roofline contrasts with the square steeple. On this roof, you see the geological trait that helps to define Pulteney. It's slate. The first slate quarry in the area opened in 1845. The range of slate colors, black, green, red, even purple, makes our region unique and our slate a key element to the town's economic growth. Note the color of the red slate repeated in the red door. With its complementary colors and red rosettes, this is one of the more stunning examples of slate work in Pulteney. Now, these slate roofs last up to 150 years if well cared for. Here's one of those school kids, Doc Williams, remembering how it was to grow up and work with slate in the quarries and on the roofs.
Slate is a boom or bust thing. You know, you're busy for a while and then the market goes down. And I went roofing. And I roofed it for off and on for 20 years. I retired off it. I can get on the street and say, I worked on that one, that one, that one. I don't know why I haven't been on that one. I've been on all the churches, and both churches in East Pulteney and all the schoolhouses except the new elementary.
Return on the sidewalk to Main Street. Turn right, past the United Methodist Church. Continue your walk down Main Street. As you approach the red brick depot, you'll pass a grassy trail running alongside. Behind the brick building, you can see the old wooden train depot, labeled The Depot. Stop at the corner of Depot and Main Street.